Yoshi.
Hallelujah. Great is your mercy toward me.
Welcome.
Your loving kindness toward me. Jesus, your tender mercies I see. Every day after day.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Girl Trek's Prayer Trek. It's day 7. This is Vanessa. I am joined on the line with Morgan. Morgan, are you there?
I'm here.
I am.
Oh, two Morgans. I'm on joined on the line by two Morgans today. Sorry about that, y'all. Both Girl Trek's Morgan and Morgan Taylor, who is going to be praying with us. She's an entrepreneur, a producer, and a talk show host. And she's going to pray with us a little bit later. We are talking about goodness today. And I just want to offer the scripture. And the scripture is, I myself am convinced, my brothers and sisters, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with knowledge, and competent to instruct one another. And that's what we're going to do today on this call. The lines are going to be open. We're going to have praise reports that shift the atmosphere, that raise the vibration. Only good things, only good prayers, only good thoughts. You can *9 to raise your hand, and we're going to go into another 3 minutes of that song meditation, and then we're going to open the lines. But before we do that, I just want to remind people that if you have a prayer request, that you can call in and you can text us with your prayer requests, although I cannot remember the phone number right now, so I'm going to get it for you in a second. Kyrene, if you have it, let me know. And then also that we have a church winner, and I want to announce them at the beginning. It's Michael Dickerson, and it's the Renewed Mind Ministries in Maryland and North Carolina. So I want to get all the business done up front so that we can move into a space of praise. Both Morgans, we're going to open the line, y'all, and just let women come in. And then Morgan Taylor is going to pray for us. But we're going to bring in three more minutes of that Donnie McClurkin, just so we could set our spirits right before the praise report.
You. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace.
Great is your mercy towards me. Your loving kindness towards me, Lord. Your tender
Star 9, raise your hand. We're going to take some praise reports.
Hi, y'all. It's Morgan.
How's it going?
Good.
Our first call is on, guys.
Good morning. My name.
Good morning.
My name is Treva, and I'm walking in my neighborhood in Richmond, Virginia. And I really don't have a specific praise report. I am just grateful for God's mercy and the blessings that he bestows upon me every day by giving me a chance to do and be best. That is my praise report, because I am grateful to God for everything at all times. Even with the pain and suffering, he always brings me out on the other side. And that's my praise report.
Thank you, sister. Thank you, sister. We'll bring in another caller, Morgan, our girl Trex Morgan. Sorry, I heard you saying hello. Why don't you bring your voice into the call? thank you. I just wanted to say hi. Hi, everybody. It's a good day. It's a good day to be alive on day goodness. It's a good day to be alive on day goodness. How you doing?
We have our next morning.
All right. Good morning, sister. How are you? What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your praise report?
Hello. My name is Monet, and I'm calling from Washington, D.C. I attend church, First Baptist of Glen Arden, with Pastor Jenkins and Lady Trina. And my praise report is that this week was very eventful for me. I didn't know if I could last have the strength to endure. Right now, I'm at my son's homecoming for his soccer game. But this week, it was about sacrifices and, finding time for myself. And Grow Track has just been one of those outlets or platforms that I'm so grateful for, that I've been connected to. Because every morning for the hour, I didn't care about work, I didn't care about the next responsibility. It was to focus on what the fruit of the Spirit was for the day. And can I just say that I thank God this morning, because I feel that I have endured to the end. He gave me the strength. I woke up every morning and just felt rejuvenated. So thank you, Morgan. Thank you, Vanessa and Girl Track, for all that you guys have do and all that you guys have deposited in us this week. I really appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you, sister. We appreciate all of you all for walking with us so much and for praying for us and for just being part of this movement. Star 9, y'all, if you have a praise report. While we're getting our next caller on the line, I want to actually correct Morgan Tyler. It's Morgan Tyler, right? I said Taylor earlier.
No, Taylor is fine. Taylor's my last name.
Oh, it is. Okay. I just want to make sure, y'all. Yeah.
But yes, you're correct. Either one is fine.
Okay. Thank you for being on this call with us, the whole space, and to pray with us around goodness.
Absolutely. I'm so happy to be here.
Irene,
our next caller is coming on. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, sister. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your praise report?
My name is Cynthia, and I'm calling from Miami Beach, Florida. I love you all with an everlasting love. And excuse me, my praise report is that a week ago, October 13th, I fell in my home while cleaning, and I fractured the humerus bone in my right shoulder. Praise report is that I had no pain, and I went back to the hospital yesterday with some discomfort, but God is healing me daily, and it appears as though I will not require surgery. I have been helping a dear friend of mine who I moved her in, and we think we're doing things for people, but God pushed her here to help me. We are now helping each other, so I am living in so much gratitude, and I just thank my Lord and Savior.
Oh, thank God, sis. Thank you. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you, God, for that.
We have our next caller on the line.
All right, just keep on going, y'all. This is how we shift the atmosphere.
Good morning. This is Vibrant Virgie, Northern California, Bay Area. Praising God for this day. My daily mantra is Psalm 117, so I'm just happy that Donnie McClurkin started us off with Great is Your Mercy. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. I'm just thankful to have done the Star 6 this morning and Star 9. I'm just praising God just for waking up this morning as my ancestors and my grandmother and them used to say, clothed in my right mind. I'm thankful for a measurable degree of wellness and health and stability. And just to be on the battlefield in the Girl Trek movement, to be on the battlefield for my Lord, and to be on the battlefield for my community. I praise God that in 3 months, I'll be 75 years old, and I'm still walking in the footprints of my ancestors in a strong way. I'm keeping up with the younger ones and the other 70 plus of us. We are doing a mighty thing in the Bay Area, the Brentwood Beauties. We come from East Contra Costa County, a 5-city radius that aligns us all together. And we're just empowered through our love, empowered through our prayers, empowered through our caring, and empowered by the mission of the Girl Trek movement, the 10 and 10. All that Girl Trek has laid out for us for the 8 seasons that I have been involved in Girl Trek. I'm thankful this morning for our fearless Girl Trek leaders, Vanessa and Morgan, all the national staff, all of us on the ground. This movement is going forward because it's anointed by, it's divinely anointed by God himself. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we do what we do. And we have Christ ever continuously interceding for us. Not only did he die for us, but he intercedes for us, and the power of the Holy Spirit dwells within us. So that's how we do what we do. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. So I just wanted to get on today to just thank God that I'm a part of the Girl Trek movement. When I joined the movement in latter part of 2016, the season started in 2017, and I was just coming from a 9-year period of having lost my spouse. And I moved to a new location in East County. And I tell you, Girl Trek is what gave me the impetus to just totally embrace a renewed spirit and a renewed lifestyle. And I just praise God for it. I praise God again for Vanessa and Morgan, the national team, my Brentwood Beauties, all of my just interacting daily through the True Leader page and interacting daily through the Oakland Facebook page, feeling surrounded by Girl Trek love and inspiration and mission. I praise God. I thank you for this time. I know others need to get on, but I'm just in a spirit of praise because our God is an awesome God, and we can continue to walk in the power and of his strength to carry forth the Girl Trek mission in the way he wants us to do it. And I'm just thank you for this, for your time.
Oh man, thank you, Miss Virgie. You just spoke a word. Thank you so much to you and to Brentwood Beauties, to all the ladies who are walking out in California.
Thank you for renewed spirit. That was a real testimony. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Love you all.
I love you too. Miss Virgie, that's my grandma's name. And there's a Miss Virgie in Louisiana too.
It's you guys know each other? Behind that name.
Yes,
I'm named after my grandmother, Virgie Lou. So proud.
Come on, Virgie Lou. Yes. My grandma's name is Virgie May.
All right now. This southern name.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
We have another caller on.
Good morning.
Good morning, sister.
Good morning. I'm calling from Greensboro, North Carolina this morning, and I have been trying to get on the live this whole week, but I'm a teacher, so I couldn't get on at 9, but I am so grateful that I'm on today, and I just want to thank you for the work that you guys are doing. It's just an honor to see women coming together to renew our mind, body, and our spirit. And so I'm just happy. I didn't expect to get on the line, but I'm so glad to be here today. And just continue to pray for these educators out here, because it's so hard some days. But the love that we have for our students and community keeps us pushing every day. So that's all I have to say today. And God's blessings to everyone who has joined in today.
Stay encouraged, sister. Stay encouraged. The goodness that you provide in that classroom may be the only goodness that students see all day. So just remember your position and play it, and get prayed up before you go into the classroom, because it is
always.
You are on the front lines. Yeah, you're on the front lines of every single intersection of society. You really are. And so I'm grateful for the work that you're doing, and every teacher who's out there, from Sunday school teachers to university instructors. I'm just grateful for the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
We have our next caller on.
Greetings. All right, keep them coming. Greetings. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Amina Linda Reed, calling in from the lovely rainy Brooklyn, New York, as I walk today. I'm grateful to be able to get on the line and give praise to being a recipient of the blessings that Girl Trek has provided. I came across you guys and my long-suffering spirit back in 2020, when we were no longer allowed to be in a building with our students, and as an administrator that grappled me. I was going through many life changes between my relationship with my spouse, and I was in what I call functioning depression at the time. But those overclock walks were the most beneficial to me. They became a part of my daily practice. And even now in this prayer trek moment, I've been reminded of how the fruits have touched my life and my spirit in so many ways over these past few years. And in 2022, when I began my wellness journey, the thing that spoke to me about prayer trek was this idea of health ministry and how that's so essential to us in our church communities. And so I actually promoted myself to be the person that would lead this call to join in with you guys. And it has allowed me and my church community to be more connected as women, to be more mentally, spiritually vulnerable with one another in a way that I can only give gratitude, praise, and thanks to you both, Vanessa and Morgan, for instilling that in us, as well as the rest of the women who are walking with you. So I just wanted to come on and give praise to you both for reminding me of those spirits of fruits and how they all interact with my life in different ways, reasons, and seasons. So give thanks and thank you.
What's your church name?
Metro Hope Church, Harlem, New York.
Shout out to Metro Hope Church, Harlem, New York. Thank you all for walking with us, and thank you for being a crew leader and for organizing. Y'all, look at all the cities that are representing all over the country. Never be in doubt that there is a woman, a sister, probably on your block, in your neighborhood, who you may not even know is walking with Girl Trek and who is a part of this movement. We have touched every part of the globe. Star 9, if you have a testimony, a praise report, a prayer you want to share, reflection on goodness.
Good morning, Sister Queens, calling in from San Diego. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Good morning. What's your name?
Oh, I am Jennifer. I am so grateful to be on this call in this moment. Vanessa and Morgan, can I just say, pause for a moment to reflect the goodness that you all have brought into my life, into our sister circle's lives. And I got to go, I'm going to start from today and go backward. And I want to pause to thank all the teachers and administrators and educators on the line. Because I started listening to Girl Trek during COVID, and y'all gave me life. Okay, I'm a single mom. I vowed my whole life to never be a single mom, and yet that's where I am. And you all gave us the permission to be there for each other, to walk and talk and learn and grow. And so the weeks that Black History Boot Camp wasn't on, two more of us would walk and talk together. And so to back up, to thanks to all the administrators who held it down during COVID, because I was in homeschool hell. And I always say, like, educators, like, double your salary now, because after COVID, all the parents, like you got our vote, like, all day. So I think that needs to happen as a policy change. And I want to back up into today's goodness report in my testimony.
yesterday's call contained three of my sheroes, right? Vanessa and Morgan, not only like the duality that you bring, that you open into spaces, right? First of all, I'm a Bruin, right? So the fact that y'all from UCLA and from SC is just a whole like place to start, right? But the joy that you bring and the balance that you bring and the yin and the yang and the space that you give each other and the tough love and the embrace, you all helped me get through COVID. I'm so grateful. Didn't know I was in a deep depression. Y'all giving me the language from the books that you mentioned, the Body Keeps Score, to the NAP ministry, which I delved deep into finally, and to have the three of you all on that call yesterday was so powerful. And our sister circle, we even reflected it. The power of the space and the necessity of the space for each other to reflect the truth and each other's greatness. And I'm so grateful. And I also want to share that you all, the three of y'all yesterday, for me and our group who talks, like you all are our sheroes. And in that you have created a space for wellness for Black women to be a priority, to be radical, to radicalize it so that like, I didn't know walking was like radical. I used to be like, steps, I'm cool, right? But now it's part of our practice. Like we don't feel whole unless we walk. You know, we are spreading the gospel of Girl Trek, like posting, I love you all's energy. And so thank you for this, for honoring the space for our mothers. You know, hadn't done that. You know, it's given me the space to go back and do my trauma work, the permission to get assistance for that, whether that be medical or talk therapy, walking, sunshine, feet in the grass, you know, boots on the ground. But I want to, I know, but and just thank you for being the light for us to create, to do what you love, to follow your passion. That's sacred, that's given to us by God, given to you by God, to following that mission and to be able to employ not only yourselves, but other people in a successful business. Been doing it so long, like just like sure wish we could turn a corner or we could hire. So please continue to be an example for those of us who are trying to make our nonprofits profit, in that we need to pour our talents and our gifts into what heals us, not these toxic freaking systems. Excuse me. I see my sisters from the psychological system, from the mental health system, from the top PhDs in the systems doing the research, to the high school graduates who are just working in toxic offices that just refuse to see them and hear them, never being paid our worth. Just kudos to you all for reflecting your greatness and allowing us to reflect ours. I want to share the space, and I'm just so, so, so grateful to be part of this movement, and thank you all.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Thanks, sis. I appreciate your enthusiasm and your joy.
Sorry. We have one last caller.
All right, one last caller.
Hi, good morning. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, yes. My name is Nicole. I'm calling from Frederick, Maryland. I attend New Life Seventh-day Adventist Church out in Gaithersburg, Maryland. I just wanted to call in today. This is actually my first time being on Girl Trek. I'd heard about it on the radio and sent it to a friend of mine, and she reminded me to join. But I, you know, had been working throughout this week, so I wasn't able to join the other calls. But this morning, it was a blessing. I was, you know, just praying, and I was talking to God about not feeling like I don't praise Him enough. And the practice of praise is what came to my mind. So when I was thinking about that, and then I just happened to turn over and read the email, that prayer confirmed that, you know, just not giving God back the praise and the amount of goodness that He is for us and does for us. So this just really encouraged me. I'm excited, you know, to
to join, and definitely am going to be looking forward to doing it again. So thank you all just so much for creating this space.
Thank you, sister. I went to go see my auntie last night, my great auntie, and she's almost 90, and she is she has dementia, and she doesn't remember who I am. She doesn't remember who my mom is, and she kind of remembers who my grandfather was because it was her favorite cousin. And the only thing she could do was praise God. And so she kept losing her track in the middle of the sentence and just saying, but God is good, you know, because you know God is good. And her eyes are twinkling and she was so beautiful. And I was like, because if that's all you can say, sister, if that's all you can do but praise and worship, like that is a master class, this woman who can't remember her memories, who can't remember her thoughts, who can't remember her ideas, but she can remember her praise. So I appreciate your praise report, and it reminded me of visiting my aunt last night.
All right, y'all, we are right at the 30-minute mark, and Girl Check believes that really 30 minutes a day can transform and change your life. So we thank you all for walking with us for these 30 minutes and for lifting up fitness, for sharing your personal testimonies. I want to read Morgan Taylor's bio before she prays for us, because we have this young sister on the line. She's a Virginia Beach native. She's married. She's a mother of three children. She's an entrepreneur, a producer, and a talk show host. It was with her third child in 2018 when she experienced PPD for the first time that she realized that there was a lack of resources, community, and platforms for women of color, and she wanted to create a space for women to be able to come together and learn from each other. In addition, she recognized the need for women to feel seen and heard and empowered. And in October of 2018, the Millennial Moms Club was birthed. The Millennial Moms Club, so check them out on IG. And in 2022, she became the co-founder and the co-host of the digital platform Moms Actually, where candid conversations surrounding motherhood take place. So it's actually Moms Actually is the platform. The platform has grown exponentially in just a year. It's been featured in Forbes and Essence and Yahoo and Ebony and many more. And her prayer as she continues to build each space is not just to be an organization, but a community and opportunity to redefine what motherhood looks like. And so the other Morgan, good morning, sister, and thank you for holding space for us, and thank you for offering to do the prayer.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me, Vanessa and Morgan. I am just over here overjoyed with just listening to all of the women who have been with you guys and following you guys and just impacted by your work. So I want to say thank you, and that I'm honored to be here. I also want to encourage you, because as this was, you know, a praise report and moment for so many women, it really ended up to be testimonials to your work and how you guys have impacted all of the women. And so I really want to make sure that that is highlighted, because I know that there can be a spirit of distraction and spiritual warfare that will come to divide, and I pray against that. I pray that there will be, I love that you guys actually even started with great is your mercy, because great is your mercy. When I thought about goodness, I immediately kind of, you know, go with the word mercy as well. And I think about how he's so merciful, and the definition of that in itself is just compassion, and the goodness that he gives us, and what we see is like, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And I'm grateful to be able to hear such testimonies, because that is what I think. I know myself, as you just read, and so many other women, we just want to be the best that we can be. We want to be the woman of God that he's called us to be. And so I encourage you to just continue to walk in purpose and continue to walk in love. And that these are receipts that you just heard of the fact that you guys are literally walking in purpose, that you are journeying in the right direction, and that hell does not, he's actually being served notice right now that he just doesn't belong. And that he is losing, so that those receipts were his losing streak, because he will not prevail. And so as I go into prayer this morning, I just wanted to before that you guys are doing an amazing job. I'm grateful an honor to just be a part. And I'm not going to be long because I, again, also want to respect everybody's time. But before that, I just want to say thank you and to continue to keep going.
Thank you.
So, you're welcome. God, we thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for how you show up in our lives, God. We thank you for the peace and the power and the strength to endure. God, we thank you for your goodness. We say, you say, surely goodness and mercy will follow us for the rest of our lives, even when we dwell in the house of the Lord. And God, we thank you that you will never leave nor forsake us. We thank you that you are such a God who does not lie. We thank you that you are a God that keeps his promises. We thank you that you are a God that will prevail no matter what. God, we thank you for even when we are feeling suffering, even though we are feeling pain, even when we are feeling discomfort, that you are still here. God, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. God, we ask you that in the moments where we are feeling like we cannot go on any longer, in the moments where we are feeling weak, in the moments where we are feeling like we need a little bit of extra good in our lives, God, I ask you that you will bring it to each woman that is on this call all over the world. We ask that you will meet them right where they are, that you will fill their cups as they continue to prioritize themselves and to pour into themselves. God, I ask that you will pour a little bit more so that as they go out into their day, that they will pour over out of overflow, God, and not lack. God, that you will be a moment where we are the woman with the jars, that they will not run out, God, that we will be able to continue to go forward. God, I thank you for this platform. God, I thank you for your gifts and your wisdom, really, that you have imparted in Vanessa and in Morgan. God, I ask you that you will bless them 10 times over for the work that they are doing. God, I ask you that you will continue to strengthen them, that you will continue to give them creativity. God, I pray against any block, any mental block that occurs, whether it be with them or even their team. God, I ask you that you will give them a restoration, a fresh ideas, God. I ask you for the women that are on this call that have decided to start their day with you. God, I ask you that you will bless them, that they will see a light, that they will be the light as they walk out into dark places, but they will literally see your goodness and your mercy today as they walk into their weekend. God, I give you glory. I give you honor for this time. And that we just thank you. If we can do nothing else, we just say thank you for your goodness and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Morgan. Thank you, Morgan.
You're so welcome. Thank you guys for having me.
Hallelujah. Great is your mercy towards me. Welcome. Your loving kindness toward me. Jesus, your tender mercies I see. Every day after day,
forever faithful towards me.
Always providing.